This is Dr. Robert Castrol, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, dictating a psychiatric evaluation slash intake note on patient Mary Gambacorta. That's G as in golf, A as in alpha, M as in Mike, B as in Bravo, A as in alpha, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango, A as in Alpha. Date of birth. New paragraph. Chief complaint. Follow-up for bipolar affective disorder, HPI, colon. Patient is a 74-year-old married mother of a 38-year-old son, period. She has been recently followed by Dr. Blank. On a combination of Lamictal and Cymbalta, period, the patient did not know the dose, but promised to call the front desk with the information, period. She stated that she is now stable for 10 years on the current regimen, period. Quote, I've been so much better, period, unquote. She sees Rachel Hall, MSW, for psychotherapy, period. She originally saw a psychiatrist in Garden City, Dr. Rieger, that's R-E-I-G-E-R, period. She was first seriously ill. She was first seriously mentally ill at age 25 with suicidal urges. She liked... I'm sorry, scratch that. She got a MA degree in economics and management and information services, period. However, she was unable to keep that job because of her mental illness, period. Subsequently, she became a nanny for family members who were working, period. She had two psychiatric hospitalizations, period. The first hospitalization was at age 38 at Franklin General for depression with a threat to asphyxiate herself and her 2-year-old child in the garage, period. Her second hospitalization was at age 43 at Franklin General Hospital after an overdose, period. She suffered from manic highs, comma, the worst being in her 20s, period. She abused stimulants and had increased energy, decreased sleep, and sexual promiscuity, period. Now her appetite is good, comma, her sleep is disturbed by left knee pain following a knee replacement, period. She got severe headaches from Prozac, comma, but not from Zoloft, period. She took lithium briefly, period. She took Seroquel, which was too sedating and was ineffective, period. She used, quote, uppers, unquote, during her 20s and 30s, period. She drinks one martini per day, period. She had two suicide attempts, period. New paragraph, family history, colon. Her son has been treated for depression, semicolon. Her sister is treated for anxiety, semicolon. Her mother had untreated depression. New paragraph, past medical history. Patient does not smoke. New line, allergies, colon, penicillin. New line, medications, colon, as above, plus amlodipine, comma, olmesartan, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, comma, oxybutynin, comma, Nexium, comma, and Zocor, period. She is temporarily on Eliquis, period. New line, medical, colon, positive only for hypertension, but negative for heart disease, comma, asthma, or other lung disease, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, seizures, comma, and thyroid disease. New line, surgical. Two knee replacements, comma, a cesarean, comma, and a hernia repair. New paragraph, mental status examination. Elderly, comma, obese, white female, period, pleasant and cooperative, period, using a walker, period. Patient was pleasant and cooperative, comma, with good eye contact, period. Speech was normal in rate and rhythm. Period. Mood was euthymic, period. Affect was congruent to mood. Period. Thought process was logical. Period. There was no formal thought disorder. Period. There was no delusional thinking noted. Period. There were no auditory hallucinations. Period. She denied suicidal or homicidal ideation. Period. She was alert, period. She was oriented in all four spheres, period. Immediate, recent, and remote memories were intact. Fund of information was excellent, period. She required a walker to ambulate, period. There were no abnormal movements noted, period. New paragraph, diagnostic impression, bipolar affective disorder. In remission. New paragraph. Treatment plan, :1. Patients to continue psychotherapy with Rachel Hall, MSW. Two. Patient to continue Lamictal and Cymbalta. Period 3, RTC in 1 month. This has been Dr. Robert Castrol dictating a psychiatric evaluation on patient Mary Gambacorta. Thank you.